Paragimel Mishnah Dalet, Chatas Lazu. If one woman is bringing a standalone Chatas bird offering, the Ola Lazu, and another woman is bringing a standalone Ola bird offering, Ustuma Umfreshes, the Udyesh Lishtein, there also is to both of these women a Kan Stuma and a Kan Umfreshes. So again, Kan is always two birds, Chatas and Ola. Stuma is where they did not stipulate which bird is which. Mefreshes is where they did stipulate which bird is which. Shekano Otan B'Shitlis, they bought all of these as a partnership. So for example, Rachel was chayv to bring one chatas and a kan chova. So a total of two chataos and one ola. Leah was chayv to bring an ola and a kan chova. So a total of two olos and one chatas. And they bought these three kinim as a partnership. So one kan, the first kan, they say at the time of the purchase, that one bird should be for Rachel's chatas, the other bird should be for Leah's ola. The next kan, they leave stuma. They don't stipulate which bird is which one's the chatas, which one's the ola. And then the third kan, they do stipulate, it's mefureshes. They say this is the chatas, this is the ola, but they're not koveya baila, meaning they don't say who's bringing which one, whether it's Rachel, whether it's Leah, on the chatas and on the ola. And now, but also they give these three kinim to the kohen to be makarvit. So Asaf, the kohen, did kulan lamalan if he thought that they're all olos, and brought them all above the chatas sikra, mechzikashu mechzapasel, half of bikash, half of bipasel. Why? Shoyesh kan, you have three olos and you have three chatos. Therefore, the three olos would be kasha, three chatos would be pasel. Kulan lamata, if the kohen thought they were all, had to be done lamata below the chatas sikra, he thought they were all chatos. So again, mechzikashu mechzapasel. The three chatos would be kasher, because they're being brought properly below the chatas sikra, but the three olos are going to be pasel. Chetzion lamalan v'chetzion lamatan. So the Mefarshim explain that we're discussing here. Because going to kol kan v'kan, each and every kan, hoisa b'fnei asfat, was on its own. Elish b'kinim ha'mefreshes, but the kinim mefreshes, that kan lo yada ha'kohen, the kohen did not know which bird is the chatas and which bird is the ola. He thought shekol ha'kinim stumos, all the kinim were stumos. And he takes from each of them one bird above the chatas sikra and one bird below the chatas sikra. So now, ein kosher el stuma. Only the stuma will be kosher. Meaning, the chatas and the olos, those are going to be pasul. Because maybe, shema asa shtei chatas, maybe put two chatas lamala, and maybe put two olos lamata. Aval, however, hakan stuma, that's going to be kosher. Why? Because the bird that he places above the chatas sikra, that will be the ola, and the bird that he places below the chatas sikra, that will be the chatas. Sherry bekan stuma, because in the kan stuma, the kohen can be makriv whichever one he wants and decide what's going to be what. Yachol hakohen hakav yimena lamata ezak gozol sheyirta lachatas, and whichever one he wants as the ola above. Now let's fill the obligation for the first two of the six birds. Now, v'hi, the next set of two, the kan stuma, will be mitchalekes beinir, will be divided amongst Rachel and Leah. Shehoilo, since they bought it as a partnership, b'shutvis, ha'achas, one will fulfill her obligation of the chatas, and one will fulfill her obligation of the ola. So that takes care of another two birds. Now all you have is two left. But those two, the last two, became puzzle. So if you view old kan, you have to bring a new kan as a partnership and be makar from it a chatas and an ola to complete their kan chova of each and every one of them. And then you'll have all six birds being brought properly. And Mishnah Hey, chatas shiras arva b'chova. If you have a standalone chatas bird offering that gets mixed into kine chova stumos, so in kosher ela minyan chatas b'chova. We learned about this back in Parak Aleph, that we only make kosher the number of chatos in the kinei chova, k'minyan hachatos b'kinei chova. We count how many chatos are in the kinei chova, and that's what's going to be kosher. Now, when do we see this? By Medrash Rabbah Amurim, when the kohen is nimlach, he consults with Beis Din. Afal b'kohen she'ein nimlach, when he doesn't ask Beis Din, the lach will be as follows: chova shnayim b'chatos. If imagazolos shel kinei chova, if the birds of the kinei chova are the kinei chova stumos, are going to be double, keflanly, be double the number of standalone chatas bird offerings that fell into this mixture. So, for example, you have two kinim. So, two kinim is four birds. So, just arvu behen shtei chatos. So, two chatos mefurashes, two standalone chatas bird offerings gets mixed into this mixture. So, there are a double amount of kinim against these chatos. Va'asah kohen, the kohen takes three birds and does them above the chatas sikra, three below the chatas sikra. Mechza kasher, mechza pasol. Half kasher, half pasol. Mechza mi misper hagazol is half of the number of birds, and the mixture is kasher. Hainu, three birds will be kasher. But it's not an exact split, meaning you have a total of four chatos here and two olos. So how do you split it? It's like this. So three of the birds are kasher, and those are two chatos and one ola is kasher. Why? Shri lamata, because below the chatosikra, yeshanavadi, you definitely have two chatos ksheros. Either shein shtei chatos, either they're the two standalone chatos offerings, or shenas lamata, or two of those birds were the stumos. Sha'afim, they're also going to be kasher as the chatos. Umenashlosha shenas lamala, from the three that were done above, yesh goizel echad, there's one bird that's going to be vade and ola, and that's kasher. Sha'afilu asa shtei chatos, hamafreshes lamala, even if two of the birds that was above the chatosikra were the standalone chatos offerings, akapam, nevertheless, the third bird is vadai from the birds of the stumim, which can be an ola. So very kasher ola. So therefore, in this scenario, three out of the six will be kasher. Again, not exactly in half. Rather, two chatos and one ola is what's going to be kasher in this scenario. Now that's where the kinei chova are double the standalone chatos offerings that fell inside. However, in the flip case, the chatos shnayim bechova, if the standalone chatos offerings are double the kinei chova. So for example, you have four standalone chatos offerings that gets mixed into one kan, which contains two birds. So four against two is double. So in the kan, of course, you have one as a chatos, one as an ola. But then the other remaining birds are all standalone chatos. So the standalone chatos are double the amount of birds in this mixture against this one kan of the chatos of an ola. Of Yasa, the Kohen takes now three above the chatosikra and three below the chatosikra. So in this scenario, the minion shebechove is what's going to be kasher. In kasher mikol taruvis, what's going to be kasher from this mixture is only the number of birds in the kan chova, which was how much? Two birds in the kan. So two birds will be kasher. Hainu shtei chatos ksher. So two chatos will be kasher. Why? Shekin kol ha-shlosha, all three that are done above the chatosikra are going to be pasul. Why? Because maybe those are the standalone chatos offerings, and the chatos, of course, has to be done below, not above. But from the three that were done below the chatosikra, two of them are for sure kasher. Why? Because one of them is definitely going to... two of them are for sure kasher. Sorry, echad mehem hu vade, because one of them is definitely the chatos mefresh, the standalone chatos offering. Umishar ashtem, from the other two, hari echad, one is going to be the chatos kshira, because even if they're both from the kan stuma, a kalpanim, at least one of them is right to be a chatos, and it's kasher. Bram, however, the third one maybe is the ola, and therefore that's going to be pasul, because the ola has to be done above, not below. So in a scenario like this, where the number of standalone chatos offerings are double the amount of the kan, only two birds will be kasher, meaning the amount of the kan, which is two, and which two birds, it'll be the chatos offerings. V'chein, and so too, ola, shnes arva v'chova, the flip case, where the ola gets mixed into the chova, it's the exact same halacha. In kasher ela minyan olos shebechova. We only make kasher the number of olos in the chova. When do we say that? When the Kohen asks Beis Din. But when the Kohen just decides on his own and does not ask Beis Din, so it could depend. Chova shnayim ba'ola, if the birds of the chova are double the standalone ola offerings that fell inside. For example, you have two kinei chova that gets mixed into it, two olos, so a total of six birds. Va'asa Kohen does three above and three below the chotasekra. Mechza kasher, mechza pasel. Three birds are going to be kasher. Hainu, which birds will be kasher? Two olos and one chatas. Why? V'shalamala, because above the chotasekra, yeshanavanda, you definitely have two olos that are kasher. U'minash losha shalamata, from the three that are being done below, yesh echad, you have one, which is vada chatas. And that'll be kasher. Just like we explained in the previous case. And if it's going to be ola, shnayim, bechova, that's the flip. If the number of birds of the ola are double the number of birds in the kin, in the kan chova, so for example, you have four standalone ola birds that gets mixed into two birds of one kan chova, and the kan, of course, has one as a chatas, one as an ola, so you have a total of what? You have five olos and one chatas. And the Kohen does three above and three below. Haminyan shebechova kasher, the number of the kan chova, which is two birds, chatas and ola, That's what's going to be kosher. Only two birds. Shnei gozolos ksherim, like the number of birds in the kanchova. And which two birds? Hainu shtei olos, two olos that are done lamala above the chatas sukkah. That's what's going to be kosher. But the third bird is going to be pasul. Why? Because maybe it's the chatas. Chatas has to be done below, not above. And the other three that you have left over that are done below are definitely pasul. Why? Because maybe they're all olos. And olos have to be done above, not below. The same thing like we explained in the case of the chatas that gets mixed into the kinei chova, will apply the same concept if it's an ola that gets mixed into the kinei chova.